Here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 3rd of April, 2012. The first truly portable personal computer was released on this date, 1981, went on sale, the 25-pound Osborne 1, sold by the Osborne Computer Company, had two floppy drives, a 5-inch screen, and it was a big success, sold 10,000 units a month. The Pony Express began mail delivery on this day, 1860, between Sacramento and St. Joseph, Missouri. The couriers carrying a pouch of mail, newspapers, 1,800 miles in 10 days. It only lasted for a year, and then a telegraph line was completed between California and Missouri, and the horses found something else to do. It was on this date, 1882, the outlaw Jesse James was shot in the back of his head at his home in Missouri by a member of his own gang, Bob Ford, who did it for the reward, $10,000. It's the birthday of Washington Irving, New York City, 1783. He tried to publicize his book, A History of New York from the Beginning of the World to the End of the Dutch Dynasty, by pretending that it was written by a man named Dietrich Knickerbocker. And he put out missing person notices, and he posed as Knickerbocker's landlord and threatened to publish the manuscript to cover the back rent. The reading public in 1809 was intrigued by all of this drama, and the book sold very well. And Washington Irving became the first person in this country to earn a living by writing. He then wrote a collection of short stories under the name Jeffrey Crayon, which included The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, and Rip Van Winkle. It's the birthday of Henry Luce, born to Presbyterian ministries in the Shantung province of China, 1898. In 1923, he co-founded Time magazine, and by the time he retired in 1964, he was the head of an enormous publishing empire that included Life, Fortune, and Sports Illustrated. It's the birthday of the novelist Leon Uris, Baltimore, 1924, author of the best-selling Exodus, came out in 1958. The movie was directed by Otto Preminger, who thought the book was too anti-Arab and anti-British, and he rewrote much of the dialogue. Leon Uris denounced him, said that he had ruined the book. It's the birthday of the San Francisco columnist Herb Cain, born Sacramento, 1916, whose column in the San Francisco Chronicle began in 1938 when he was 22, the year after the Golden Gate Bridge opened, and he kept writing 1,000 words a day, 6 days a week, for almost 60 years. It was the longest-running column in American history. It's the birthday of a writer whose children's books have sold more than 20 million copies, Sandra Keith Boynton, born to Quaker parents in Orange, New Jersey, 1953. She majored in English at Yale, became a designer of greeting cards. It was she who designed a happy birthday card with a hippopotamus, a bird, and two sheep on it that said, Hippo Birdie Two Yous, which sold 10 million copies. Her children's books include Hippos Go Berserk, Chocolate, The Consuming Passion, and Philadelphia Chickens. Here's a little poem for today by William Wordsworth. Glad sight, wherever new with old. Glad sight, wherever new with old is joined through some dear home-born tie. The life of all that we behold depends upon that mystery. Vain is the glory of the sky, the beauty vain of field and grove, unless while with admiring eye we gaze, we also learn to love. Wrote William Wordsworth. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Constant Contact, now offering social campaigns, a new tool designed to help small businesses turn fans into customers. Learn more at constantcontact.com. And by Reputation.com, offering patented protection for the online reputations of professionals and businesses, now including reputation assessments. Learn more at Reputation.com. Written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.